and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staple. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staple program, and your smile matters. Well, it's a happy new year for everyone, and finished out 2017. Wow, what a year. What a year. And then we have this 2018. Looks like everything's really booming and going and flying and so on. And so I want to wish everyone a happy, happy new year and see if we can't make a difference in your oral health and your give you information that you will appreciate and benefit from. That's my goal with this whole program. And so I want you to call in if you have a question or you want to talk about anything or just chit-chat about oral health and its systemic health ramifications. Give us a call. The number is 210-599-5555. I do not have a guest and a lot of things to talk about. Lots of things to talk about. We always have a great amount of material every week. And I try to bring you things that you don't hear about necessarily, or you may hear about them at a different later on. We try to keep up with the latest and give you direction because we've been around in dentistry for quite a while, and so we have a lot of information. And one of the things that I'm doing is always seeking out experts, always, always, always seeking out experts because there's so much information. When I started out a long time ago, there was not much information that would come out. It was very, it was just not a lot, and it was pretty limited. And then as the years have gone on, things have changed quite dramatically. So I'm always trying to seek out experts in the different fields that we work in and that our patients will benefit from. And that is one of the things that you'll find in our dental office, Dr. Staffel and Associates. Is it, and the number is 210, by the way, 210-341-2569. And we'll give you some opinions and information. And so if you have a question or you want to, something has been bothering you or you have to make a decision, be sure and let me know. Dr. Staffel and Associates, and that's 210-341-2569. We have a podcast, and the podcast is free, and that's staffeldds.podomatic.com. And the nice thing about it is that you can pull up over 8 years of programs archived, and it's very helpful for guests that we've had. We had a guest on recently that in last month in December that was on sleep apnea and sleep disordered breathing, which is a very connected dental thing. And then, of course, we have a website, and that's sanantoniodentist.net. And I hope 2017 ended satisfactorily for you, my dear listeners. And in 2017, I accomplished a lot. We'll talk about some of the things. And it's about refining oral health and systemic health issues. So so huge an issue that between oral health and systemic health. We're getting more information. For the longest, I didn't think there was a connection. But now the data is coming along, it's pretty substantial. And the number one thing is preservation of a tooth that is designed to last you 80-plus years with a live nerve and blood supply inside. It is still incomparable. I have patients up in 103, 104, still have their teeth, still doing well. So we know it can work. We know how to do it. It's and natural tooth is better than anything, including implants. And we do a lot of dental implants, but there's still nothing like a natural tooth. It's designed to last you 80-plus years with a live nerve inside of it and live blood tissue. That's That's the goal. So let me go to Gabriel. Gabriel, how are you today?
I am well, sir. Hope your New Year's went pretty well.
Sir? Yes, sir.
I was hoping I could ask you about silver diamond fluoride.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And how come more dentists don't use it? I've never heard of it before.
Yeah.
I just heard about it this week, and I'm wanting to get more information on that.
Okay. There's been a little confusion on it. The product came out last year, I think, maybe. Silver diamine fluoride. And you paint it on the teeth, and it has been shown to disrupt the decay process and stop the decay, especially in rampant decay where people like elderly people or children are at risk, especially elderly people whose mouths get dry and they don't brush very well. They have difficulty brushing. And the material can be put under fillings. It can be put on, just painted on the teeth. And it's pretty effective at stopping decay. Now, the downside is it will turn the tooth where you paint it on, it'll turn the tooth black. It'll stain the tooth. And that's part of the silver part of it. I think it's a silver nitrate feature that's been used for a long, long time, but then they've added some features into it. When it first came out, there was an article that said that it wasn't very effective, but now there are some more articles in the literature that's saying it is very effective. I use it, and I've been using it probably for about maybe a year, and find that it helps, especially with difficult areas to reach, like in the roots of teeth that people can't get to, or they don't have the money to take care of their teeth at a particular time. But most importantly, like children who have rampant decay, where they've been eating things that they are given things to eat where they shouldn't be given, that are sugary things. It's pretty doggone effective for that, and it's very inexpensive. It comes in a small bottle. The little bottle is pretty expensive, but you get several applications out of it, so that's a good part of it. So I think it's a good product, and especially where it's not something that you want to use on a routine basis for in place of a filling because of the staining effect. It's going to look like you have a black cavity where you put it on, but it does stop the decay. So it's a good stopgap thing. And
okay. My boy's tooth is hurting him. He's got a big hole. We went to the dentist. They have an appointment 2 weeks later.
Uh-huh.
But he's having pain, so we're having to use Ambisol and that kind of stuff. And
now, when you have pain, when you have pain, that's gone beyond the point where you can have any value from the silver diamine fluoride, because the nerve's already been damaged.
Okay.
So, now, they can take the nerve out. How old is the child?
He is 7 years old.
Well, if it's not a permanent tooth and it's a baby tooth, they can take the nerve out and put a dressing in it and then coat it with the silver diamine fluoride and then put another filling on top of it. And it works very well for that. Type of thing, but
okay.
Right now it's
already too far past, far gone.
Yeah, when you get pain in there, the nerve is being damaged, and it's gone too far. So the thing that you want to look at, of course, is making sure that none of his other teeth get into that same problem. So you want to get them taken care of before that time, and try to wean him away from the sugary drinks and sugary foods, because the sugar is a culprit.
He just loves fruits, and it's really hard for us.
Well, fruit's not so bad. Fruit's not so bad. If it was,
he's not too into anything more than fruit. I mean, he doesn't necessarily like chocolate. He doesn't like candies at all.
Okay.
cereal. I mean, he doesn't want to have anything to do with cereal.
Well, here's some fruits that are problematic, and that's raisins. That's like 85% sugar. Grapes are high in sugar. That's one of the problems. And then another problem is at school, they have a tendency to give them snacks that are just cookies and things of that type. Schools are really bad about that.
Yeah.
So he may be getting it in another source that you're not aware of.
Right.
And sugar has a real positive action on how good a person feels. It gives you a load of what we call a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And these neurotransmitters, serotonin and dopamine, and they make you feel real good. And so you keep going back to the sugar item or the sweet thing. And see, you got to check around and make sure he's not getting it from sugars from friends or from school programs or things of that type.
Okay.
Because it is preventable. Decay is preventable. And follow up on that and see what you find out, though.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir. Have yourself a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. Okay, that was about silver diamine fluoride. It's a paint-on material, and it has it does have efficacy. It is effective in the dental environment, and especially for people that are in nursing homes and that are in assisted living. And what we find so often is that people in these facilities, they don't do a very good job of brushing their teeth. And they may have arthritis in their hands that makes it painful for them to do this, to clean their teeth. And we're going to give you a report soon on a little toothbrush, a new toothbrush that's come out. I have it. It's on the way. I've ordered it. It's called Quip, and you can order it online, and it's $25. It's supposed to be pretty good. I'll give you a report on it, an update on it real soon. And I'll give it next week, in fact. And with it, you have a $5 subscription, and every 3 months they give you a new toothbrush head. So we'll see how good it cleans and if it's good. I've always been a fan of electric toothbrush, and especially for people that are in assisted living and are as they have difficulty cleansing their teeth. And so this is one of the reasons along this line. This is one of the reasons we just really, really push. While you're still viable, while you're still working to get your teeth fixed up and get with a good hygiene program. With our hygiene program, for instance, we have a tremendous hygiene program with our hygienists. We have so many different little auxiliary aids, floss on handles, these little brushes that are very small that can go between teeth, and of course brushing and getting rid of any bleeding points and infected teeth and broken teeth, which cause all kinds of systemic problems. So this is one of the things, is getting a really good healthy cleansing program. And we have a lot of our patients that are in the demographic that are looking at going into nursing homes or in assisted living, and we just work trying to get them to understand the importance and to get them efficient at their home care, and get them to realize that the diet has a lot to do with it, because there's nothing like a natural tooth, like I was explaining. Designed to last you 80 plus years, designed to have a live nerve and blood vessel, but it's you can't just ignore teeth. It's the only tissue in your body that doesn't restore itself. So you need help from a dentist or a dental hygienist, and you want to get a really good program from, especially from the dental hygienist, that we have all these different little aids. They've been very creative figuring out things to clean teeth and clean around teeth. And the cleaner a tooth is, it's not going to decay. It's going to be healthier. Your gums are going to be healthier. You're going to keep from getting bone loss around the bone housing around teeth. Preservation is just a marvelous thing, but it takes a lot of effort and it takes coaching. You can't do this by yourself very well. You need coaching because you can't see in the back of your mouth. You can't see around the teeth. You can't see where you've had bone loss. And that's one of the things when you have a dental hygienist do and chart the numbers, that chart the pocket depth, and anything from a 1 millimeter, 2 millimeter, 3 millimeter pocket depth around a tooth is healthy without any bleeding. That's your goal. But when you get into a 4 or 5 or 6 or deeper pocket depths and bleeding, that's a whole different thing. So that's why it's so important to have a coach. And your best coach is your dentist and your dental hygienist, who are interested in designing a program for you and coaching you to where you can get the cleanest teeth that you can possibly have. Pays huge dividends, and it doesn't cost that much. And if you have insurance, insurance usually pays for prevention, not in a, for instance, they may pay for twice a year cleanings, but a lot of times they're reluctant to pay for cleanings that and hygiene that has to be done every 3 months. There's some people have problems like that. But the technology is there. The main point I want to make is that the technology is there. And you can be guided and coached to have your teeth clean, clean, clean. And once you do that and develop that habit, that's going to be a lifetime habit, and it's going to pay off huge dividends and save you an enormous amount of money. So that's one of the lessons for the day. Now let me go to Josephine. Josephine, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. How may I help you?
Well, I just have a question about pockets in the gums.
Okay.
Once you've been diagnosed as having the gingivitis and what have you.
Okay.
And I'm 58 years old, and I have multiple caps, crowns, what have you, in the mouth itself. But I go to the dentist now every 3 months to have the teeth cleaned.
Okay.
And they do the same thing every time, and I'm on a regular regimen. I brush twice a day at least.
Okay.
I floss. I, you know, went from the manual to the rotary,
okay,
toothbrush, things of that nature to try and help the gums.
Uh-huh.
And I still have the pockets. And it's gotten to the extent now where whenever I eat any kind of meat and I chew in there, the contacts aren't great.
Right.
So the meat gets between the teeth,
okay,
and it gets into that pocket.
Yes.
So when I try to floss, it's not pulling the meat out. It's
sure.
pushing it up further into the pocket to where
right.
I have to use a dental tool to pull that meat out.
Correct.
Can the dentist not do something to prevent that meat going between the teeth? Can they not put a contact between there to prevent that from happening?
There are multiple things. Now, one of the first things you want to do is to get a there are all kinds of little tools that are small, thin brushes that
mm-hmm.
are on a handle that will
right.
push anything, any debris, any plaque, or so on, through the contact that you're talking about, the open contact, we call it.
Right.
Now, what happens is that as you chew, as your teeth wear, if the teeth do not come together in a real ideal way, the teeth will move and the contacts open up, and especially where you've had crowns.
Right.
And then you have a problem of closing that. So the first thing that dentists needs to do is to adjust your bite and take out what we call interferences. And the interferences are the way your teeth come together. The upper tooth snugs down and the lower sort of like a mortar and pestle. And if there is an interference, it will move the teeth and move it in a way that the tooth will develop a pocket or an opening or a space between there. And then every time you eat, it packs in there and that moves the teeth back further. So the way you'd want to unravel this is, first of all, get a tool that is going to have a tiny little brush that you can go between the teeth and brush those areas real nicely and remove any food that packs in there. The second thing is you want to do is to have the dentist do an occlusal adjustment, and that's where you remove the interferences, and if it hasn't been too long, it'll allow the tooth to close that space. If you do not do that, and if you do not get that closed, you'll continue to pack food, and then you'll start losing bone, and you get into a whole different scenario of problems. So to close a space, once the bite is adjusted, then the space, if necessary, can be closed, and it may require a new crown. It may be just require adding on to the crown. There are ways that we can, a filling can be put on a crown or on the side of a crown that can close that space. But you have to have the bite in harmony first. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I see the dentist himself once a year in the very beginning of the year. And they do the x-rays,
yes.
They check for any cavities, you know, the regular routine
right. Exam.
And then when they say everything looks good, everything's fine, what have you, that's when they pass me off onto the
sure. Hygienist. Okay.
And she does her thing every three months. So, and I have broached the subject about that before, if they couldn't just close that gap, because I have one on each side on the upper gums.
Yeah, it has to be.
That does the same thing.
You want to get that closed because it won't end in a good result long term.
Right.
And just have the dentist spend some time adjusting your bite. Now, one of the things that we put into play in October, and more and more, hopefully more and more dentists are starting to use this. It's called an iTero element. It's one of the most incredible machines, and it's almost like a Star Wars type of things where we can take and scan the mouth, and it'll show pressure points where the pressure is not correct. So where that pressure can be changed. It also shows any kind of wear and archives it for 10 years, and it'll show year to year wear on the teeth. It'll show year to year movement of the teeth. It'll show gum tissue changes. And if a dentist doesn't have a scan, there are places that have these. There are these scanning companies are sort of like a lab that will scan and give you that information and archive it for 10 years. And that's another alternative. But this is pretty new. Scanners are not new, but this iTero element is really new. And that's a wonderful thing because that can show everything that's going on in your mouth and what a problem or where the problems are developing, and it shows it happening year to year and how much movement and wear and crowding has taken place in that time, and then archives it so that you can check it throughout for 10 years. So that's another thing that you can mention.
Okay. But, what is that called again?
iTero element. The iTero has been around a long time. The iTero scanner has been around a long time. We have about six different companies that make scanners, but the iTero element is hit it out of the ballpark, hit a home run on this thing. And but back to your problem without doing that is having the dentist adjust your bite, find the interferences, and you do that with that little marking paper that you do when you close, when you have a new crown or a new filling. You close down on that marking paper and rub around, and it'll show where those interferences are, and then the dentist, all he has to do, the hygienist can't do that. All the dentist has to do is to smooth that interference out and get rid of the interferences so that the tooth can move forward naturally and close that space.
Okay.
That's the way, that's the easiest way to do it, and so on. Now, if this has been going on for a long time and you've lost bone, then you may need a new crown, or you may need a filling on the crown. That is, it is possible in some instances to put a, to close that space with a composite filling so it closes up. But the main thing is you want to get that cleared up, because it will lead over long term, it'll lead to some serious periodontal problems, a periodontal problem being it's affecting the housing that supports the tooth, the bone housing.
Right.
And that bone is so precious. And once you lose it, it's very hard to get it back without surgical procedures and so on. So prevention, prevention, prevention. So it's something I would be, my advice to you is to be adamant about getting it fixed.
Right.
And even
I mean, it's very discomforting to have that pressure up in the gum when the meat gets trapped in there.
Yes.
So you,
that may require
a major
irritant. Yeah, it may need a new crown if changes have taken place, and don't be put off by having to do that, because at your age, you're going to keep those teeth 30 or 40 years more.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, I will be seeing him in April, because that will be my next, you know, annual appointment.
Here's what you do is call him right now or whenever it's convenient and tell him your problem.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him you want to make an appointment with the dentist and you want to see about having an occlusal adjustment.
Adjustment. Got it.
It's what's happening is we call it in dentistry occlusal disease. And it comes from wear. It comes from wear of your natural teeth. It comes from wear on the crowns.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like since you're being seen every 3 months, they're really up to date.
Right.
But just make an appointment and tell them after you're finished with your hygiene, you want to see the dentist and outline your problems so they have the time to evaluate and fix the problem if they can, and if not, diagnose the problem. Diagnosis is a huge part of it.
Okay.
But it's very important that you get this done long term.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
can...
Well, I was very disappointed to hear that even though I did have the gum deep cleaning and everything initially and then going in every 3 months to have the work done, that the gum won't repair itself after all of that. But once you've got those pockets, they're there for a lifetime.
Well, here's the thing. We're finding now, and there's a research that seems to be coming out that gum disease, gingivitis is reversible, first of all. That's just inflammation of the gums, and you can clear that up in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's any kind of irritation with a pocket depth of a normal pocket depth, a natural pocket depth with 1 to 3 millimeters. When it gets over 3 millimeters, you get into a different scenario. So the gingivitis, that can be cleared up. That's not a problem. The problem is when the bone is lost, the bone housing, the tooth, that's what we call periodontitis, and that is a different situation. That's where the bacteria really get hard to clean out, and the teeth preservation of the tooth is different. But the key thing is getting... what I was going to say is that there's a there's a trend of thought that these periodontal problems in some people are autoimmune generated. Now, it's going to be a while before this is verified, but that is the some of the leading periodontists throughout the country. This is some of the thought that it's autoimmune related. So that'd be another medical thing that you'd want to look at to make sure you don't have a autoimmune factor in that.
And that would be something I'd have to go to my regular doctor for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But first of all, if you're cleansing real well, like you say, mm-hmm. you should have,
right.
And they chart the pockets every 3 months that you go in, right?
No, she charts them once a year.
No, you want them charted. You want to request that they be charted each time, because that's how you're going to tell if you're gaining ground or losing ground.
Right.
You want that charting done every time you go in. It's very,
okay.
very important. Because that's the only way we can tell what's going on there. It's the only way you can tell. And then you have a record of where you're losing ground and where you're gaining ground.
Mm-hmm.
Terribly important. So keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to be a better informed.
I'll definitely mention that to her when I see her.
You're going to be a better informed patient. That's good.
Yeah, that's important because, like I said, it seems like it's pretty much a routine thing. You go in, you sit in the chair, and she gets to work with the little cleaner around
sure.
to remove the plaque and
sure.
tartar and what have you, then goes in and does the flossing, then goes in and does the polishing, and
sure.
then it's like, see you in 3 months, and I'm like, am I improving? Am I not improving?
The only way you can tell is ask for that charting, because the charting is going to tell you pocket depth, change from
right.
3 months to 3 months. It's going to tell you gum bleeding points. It's going to show you gum recession. And just request this. And they, you know, here's the thing. Dentists and hygienists, we really like patients that are interested in their home care, which
mm-hmm.
you are.
Right.
And they're interested in a patient who becomes informed. So you just have to make it known that you're not the average patient.
Yeah. I think the dentist doesn't appreciate the questioning or something of that nature, because they did have a front tooth that had fallen out. It was a cap.
Uh-huh.
But they had drilled down the tooth so far that it was just a little nub to put
sure.
that crown on.
Uh-huh.
And when it fell out, I just went back in there, and I told her, go ahead and just cement it back in. And she
uh-huh.
was telling me, no, you can't do that anymore. There's nothing to attach the tooth to.
All right.
She says, unless you're going to have to either have a partial put in or have an implant or
uh-huh.
something of that nature.
Sure.
And so I said, you know what? I don't think I'm happy with that. I'm going to go somewhere else. So I went to another dentist
uh-huh.
who said, we need to fill it in or whatever, all we have to do is the root canal, put
uh-huh.
the post in, and attach the cap to the post.
Okay.
So that seemed like a lot better option,
uh-huh.
although, like I said, before I had left the first dentist office, I had the assistant re-cement the tooth back in, and it's still in the mouth a year later.
No, that's good. Now,
yeah.
the key thing in a problem like that is that you want to make sure that there's no infection at the end of that root where the root canal could be leaking, or the tooth. Failing root canals really create some severe problematic problems with your health.
Mm-hmm.
Because they harbor a wide range of very pathogenic medical problems, bacteria. So but just be sure that they have x-rayed the tooth and that they're comfortable with the root canal sealed, that there's not an infection spot at the end of that root.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to avoid sepsis at all possible costs.
Absolutely, because it's unfortunately, it's not talked about very much in dentistry,
mm-hmm.
but it is a giant problem.
Right.
All right.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, and that's the first thing I'm going to ask for is that occlusal adjustment.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. Well, those were good questions, and that's what we like to do, is get information that can help you make good decisions, because this is your health, and dentistry, dentists and hygienists, we can do an enormous amount, but we just want to make sure that everything is really up to its ideal. So, and that's the thing, there was a case where a person is doing everything there, but needs a little more coaching, as I call it. And there's nothing wrong with asking for the coaching and asking for, and then every time a patient of ours comes in from our hygienists, we chart every visit the pocket depth. And that's the only way that you can tell from visit to visit whether things are in order, because there's so many things that can go wrong with teeth. I'm telling you, it's a huge problem with teeth. There's so many things, from fractured roots to fractured teeth to leaking or damaged nerves. There's just a lot of things, and a lot of that can be picked up with that charting, even though it's showing what the gum problem is. The charting of the pocket depth shows us a lot that's going on to the tooth, and it's just not one or two spots. It's going all around the tooth and showing that what's going on with the pocket depth. So keep that in mind. If they're not doing that, ask for it. There's nothing wrong with that. Most hygienists and dentists are happy to help informed in patients. But you want to set the stage before you go in and let them know what's going on or what your concern is. Okay, now, I talked a lot about Neo40, now called Human In, and I just wanted to give a little personal thing. Then I just got back from skiing in Winter Park, Colorado, over the Christmas holidays. And when the accommodations are at 9,000 feet, and then the skiing is up at 12,500 feet on down to 9,000 feet. Of course, this is pretty thin air. Denver is a mile-high city, 5,280 feet, and this is double that. So you really, when you're skiing up in there, like I was, it really takes a lot of oxygen. And it also, the Neo40 will eliminate altitude sickness. So I just wanted to tell you that it really does work. And one of the things that happens with the Neo40, it keeps your oxygen levels up. But then as you're skiing, those of you that do that, you use a lot of energy. You really tap out your energy reserves of vitamins and minerals and things of that type. So it's a chance for me and anyone who's doing that type of thing to see about supplements and how these supplements are working. Because when you have been skiing at these high altitudes and your reserves are all gone, you get pretty doggone tired, and then you can take certain supplements that you are replenish these supplements that get depleted in your body, and you can really tell whether or not they're working. So that's an interesting just sideline. Just wanted to give you that view that supplements do work, and Neo40 really, really works. It's called Human In. It's just the beets. You see it on television now, beet juice and all of these things. It sure is a good product, and one of the main things is it really keeps your blood pressure under control. And that's beets and hawthorn, and it's a marvelous product. So, want to talk about briefly about the CPAP function, the CPAP being a breathing device for people that have what we call fractured breathing or disordered breathing or apnea, holding your breath. And we've really been making appliances for this particular problem since the 70s, but now I've really gotten, because the problem is so huge and we have so many good results and good solutions, we check every patient that comes in to see if they have a sleep disordered breathing, because we're finding out in the country it's a huge, gigantic problem. And one of the big problems is, of course, 83% the number is of people that have a stroke have a sleep disordered breathing. 80% have drug resistant high blood pressure. And as you go to the physician, they give you a drug for the blood pressure. Doesn't quite take it down. They give you a second drug, give you a third drug. I have some patients that even are on four different medications, but I have multiple patients that are on three drug regimens for high blood pressure. And this is where the CPAP can be a huge value of taking your blood pressure down, and especially in combination with the Neo 40. So the thing about it with a dental situation, we can, dentists cannot diagnose, but we can screen. And I screen every patient that comes in. The hygienists screen every patient for this particular problem that can be affecting people. But one of the things that we can do to help with the breathing device is to make a dental device that fits into the teeth, the upper teeth and the lower teeth. And this dental device will move. We don't even have to move the teeth way forward with a CPAP. We just have to move it like the teeth being edge to edge. And this can help the physician reduce the pressure by about 50% lower than the original setting. That's by the MD who has to do that pressure adjustment. And this also, having this problem corrected, one of the things that we are learning so much about is that it causes people to grind their teeth when they're having sleep issues and holding their breath. We typically will find pretty severe wear on the teeth, sometimes really severe wear. So getting this corrected not only helps you in medical problems, especially with stroke, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes, things of that type, atrial fibrillation, all of these seem to be tied to breathing and oxygen flow into the lungs at night while you're asleep. But we also have learned that this disordered breathing can result in severe wear of the teeth, causing a person to just grind their teeth down to severe amounts. So this is how the dental connection is and to sleep disordered breathing, and we make a big, big check to make sure that people are breathing correctly, don't have the signs or the symptoms, or you look in the back of the throat and we can see terrific closure or tissue. And I had Dr. Olson, who is with Dr. Barrera, on the program about the earlier of the month in December. It's an excellent program. You may want to go on the podcast. The podcast being staffleDDS.podomatic.com, and pull up that program. It's a very interesting program. Dr. Olson is in with Dr. Barrera. I've had Dr. Barrera on. We're lucky to have the person in the form of Dr. Barrera's capability. He's lectures all over the world. And, of course, we have other good ENT, very good ENT surgeons and ENT doctors as well. But it's just so important, and we have a dental. We can help dentally, and if we have a question that everything is needs to be checked out, we have a little screening device that a person can take home and use that, and two nights in a row, and it'll do a screening. It's not a diagnosis, but it is a screening device for how much oxygen you're getting at night, how your heart is reacting, how you're holding your breath, and things of that type. So that's some of the things that we're really working on heavily, is to make sure everybody has a, where they need it, have a clear airway to breathe. Had a patient in recently last week, and the throat was so closed with tissue, and that patient is going to need surgical correction. And the patient is aware of the fatigue. And the people that, my patients who I have had them correct this problem, it changes their life as far as fatigue and how they feel and so on. So this is something that we really pay attention to, and we have a great group of medical doctors in San Antonio who can diagnose and pull out effective treatment. And I mentioned it from the dental standpoint because a dental appliance can help with the medical doctors. CPAP, which has a terrible problem of compliance. We can make that compliance factor much, much better. So, I'll give you a report next week on the QIP, little $25 electric toothbrush with the subscription, $5 subscription. It sends you a new brush head every 3 months. Talked about the iTero element. This is one of the most interesting things. Put it in October. It's an advancement over the regular iTero scanner, which has been around for a long, long time. Now, iTero, the scanner has been associated with Invisalign, and it also takes scans for impressions when you're making crowns. And the neat thing is that you can take an impression with the scanner and email it to the laboratory. It's extremely accurate. It's more accurate than anything that we've ever had in the history of dentistry. But the nice thing is that when we do a scan with this iTero element, it's going to archive the information for 10 years. And it can be emailed, it can be sent, but it's going to show wear on the teeth year to year. It's going to show tooth movement year to year. It's going to show gum changes or gum loss, gum recession year to year. It's going to show pressure points of how the teeth come together. And this is phenomenal. This is what I was talking about earlier to the caller, that it can show how even the pressure is on the teeth, the way they come together. And then, of course, it's a scanner that can take the equivalent of impressions, so we don't have to take impressions like we used to of crown and bridge or crowns and implants and things of that type. It's really a wonderful, wonderful improvement, and it's just getting better and better. This is like a Star Wars type of thing. We're just so intrigued with it. what it can do and the accuracy of it. They really got it right. So, it's, these are the things. We have a lot of technology. We're always seeking experts. This is another example of seeking experts. And of course, one other thing. People who are patients of mine know about the NUCOM, how it's an anxiety remediation thing, where it eliminates stress of the dental office and eliminates patient stress. It leads to clenching and gagging and things of that type. And it's such a relaxing feature when you're having your teeth worked on. This is a NUCOM system. It's a patented, been around for quite a while, and you have a choice to use this. It's just fantastic. It's the first and only patented technology proven to quickly and safely and naturally eliminate stress. And it's marvelous. But now, what I want to tell you about, and this is so exciting, in March of 2018, there will be a system of NUCOM that is going to be made available to the public to remove stress and anxiety. And you can buy this at a quite reasonable price. And I'll keep you posted on it and give you more information about it. It's just absolutely phenomenal that this is available, and it's a major improvement. It'll be in March of this year, 2018. You'll be able to buy the NUCOM system and use it anywhere that you want to, traveling or at home or just taking a nap. It's been shown that 20 minutes, like in the middle of the day, is the equivalent of 2 hours of regenerative sleep. And this is from a highly regarded researcher at Harvard Medical School by the name of C.K. Peng, P-E-N-G. He has shown that this not only restores heart rate variability 100%, but it is one of the most incredible pieces of anti-stress feature that we have. And of course, every patient that we work on in our patient base, we place the NUCOM system on, and they love it. Very few people turn it down, do not use it, but the majority of our patients, like 95 or better percent of the patients, will use this NUCOM system because it is so comfortable. It rejuvenates. It's refreshing. It's one of the most incredible things. It's the hit at the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas right now. It was rated as one of the 50 top products at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas last year, which is the biggest electronic show, I think, in the world. And the NUCOM system was ranked in the 50 top category. Well, time is up. We'll keep you posted. Thank you very much for listening. Have a happy, happy new year. We'll have so much more information for you. Don't hesitate to give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Associates, and the number is 210-341-2569. Have a great 2018. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.